My name is Sandy Adamidis, the social media director for the Page International Screenwriting Awards, and your host for The Writer's Hangout, a podcast that celebrates the many stages of writing, from inspiration to the first draft, revising, getting a project made, and everything in between. We'll talk to the best and the brightest in the entertainment industry and create a space where you can hang out, learn from the pros, and have fun.
Hi, I'm Sandy Adamidis.
Hi, I'm Terry Sampson.
Terry, how was your week?
Pretty good. And yours?
Good week. Is this the most bizarre weather we have had in Los Angeles?
It's the wackiest. I'm really enjoying it for some reason. How about you?
I'm loving it because once it gets hot, it's just all over and I have to stay inside. The show I'm working on has writers who have never lived in Los Angeles before.
Is that right?
And I just can't imagine what they must be thinking. This is sunny California. Since they have been here, we've had atmosphere. What are those rivers?
They're the atmospheric rivers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Earthquakes, a lot of wind, crazy.
Yeah, and regular rain. Mm-hmm. We get rain every week now.
And it is cold, cold, cold out there today.
It's cold. I believe, and this is really odd to be in April and be in Los Angeles. And when I woke up this morning, which sounds like the beginning of a song, but let's just move on from that. It was 39 degrees.
No, sir.
I'm not kidding. That's so bizarre. Now, it's nice now if you went out, The sun's out. I like the stretch thing. I'm not crazy about 39 degrees, but I like it when it's chilly, and then it blooms into this lovely sunshine. You can see everyone kind of, you know, enjoying it.
Oh, we whip out our heavy clothes at the, what would you say, 60 degrees? You'll see somebody in Uggs and a big jacket and scarf.
Yep. But by the time it's 3 p.m, we've stripped down to our bikinis.
Yes. And besides the people that like to wear their winter clothes, you have the diehards who it can be 39 degrees and they will wear their board shorts.
Yeah. Usually I think they're on vacation here.
Oh, do you think so?
I do.
And they didn't pack the right clothes or they refused to not wear their shorts.
Think back to when you had a East Coast winter.
Yeah.
If you flew out here, you'd go, oh my God, it's not 10 degrees below zero. So even
That's
if it's
it.
Like 40, you're going, are you kidding? I'm wearing shorts.
That's it. You got it.
Uh-huh.
For today's episode, we are going to talk about a writer's nightmare. If I was going to ask you to list maybe the top three things that writers fear the most, would you say?
First would be endless rewrites.
Okay.
Just
good.
Doesn't stop. It doesn't keeps going. You're going.
Got it.
The second thing would be running out of toner. And the third is that somebody rips you off.
Bingo. That is what we're going to talk about today.
Okay.
At the beginning of March 2024, Variety writer Tatiana Siegel reported that a writer named Simon Stevenson, who has a story credit on Luca and contributed to Paddington 2 and Wonka, has alleged that the Academy Award-nominated screenplay The Holdovers was heavily plagiarized from his script Frisco.
Whoa.
Yes. Frisco appeared on The Blacklist. And for the writers out there who don't know, The Blacklist is a compilation of unproduced scripts that are loved by the industry. Now, back in 2013, Frisco came in at number 3, and its synopsis read, a 40-something allergist, pediatric allergist who specializes in hazelnut and is facing a divorce, learns lessons in life from a wise beyond her years, terminally ill 15-year-old patient when she crashes his weekend trip to a conference in San Francisco. What is The Holdovers about, Terry?
Well, it's not hazelnuts.
He specializes in hazelnuts. And I saw your look and I tried not to laugh. I'm sure I phrased it badly. He specializes in hazelnuts.
Is that a thing?
In hazelnuts.
Does everybody get a nut? Is that how this works?
Oh, like, Terry, I'm really worried we're in dangerous territory making fun of allergies.
I've had my allergies in the past, but okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You need to ask the question again. I was stuck on hazelnut.
Would you please tell us what tell the writers out there what The Holdovers is about?
The Holdovers is about a curmudgeonly instructor at a New England prep school who remains on campus during Christmas break to babysit a handful of students with nowhere to go. He soon forms an unlikely bond with a brainy but damaged troublemaker, and with the school's head cook, a woman who just lost a son in the Vietnam War. The Holdovers was released October 27th, 2023. It was written by David Hemmingson. The director was Alexander Payne, and it starred Paul Giamatti and Divine Joy Randolph, who, by the way, won the Academy Award for Best Actress in a Supporting Role. The Holdovers received 5 nominations at the Academy Awards, including Best Original Screenplay.
Yes. Now, to have your work stolen and then get a nomination for an Academy Award.
That's a double ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Alexander Payne is a giant in this business. Terry, will you let the writers out there know a little bit about Alexander Payne?
I'm not in the mood. No, of course I will. It's Constantine Alexander Payne, and he is an American film director, screenwriter, and producer. He is noted for his satirical depictions of contemporary American society. He has won 2 Oscars for co-writing 2004's Sideways and the 2011's The Descendants. In addition, he has received 4 Golden Globe nominations for his directorial work in 2002's About Schmidt, Sideways, The Descendants, and 2013's Nebraska.
So this is a surprising bit of news to hear.
Yes.
It makes you wonder, has Payne been stealing all along? Or did he run out of ideas? Simon, remember, he's the writer of Frisco, who says that his work has been stolen, wrote an email to the Writers Guild saying, quote, "The evidence, The Holdovers screenplay has been plagiarized line by line from Frisco, is genuinely overwhelming. Anybody who looks at even the briefest sample pretty much invariably uses the word brazen."
Wow.
Simon was with UTA at the time, but he is now repped by CAA. Get this, the same agency as Holdovers director Alexander Payne. Simon alleges that Payne had a copy of his script in both 2013 and 2019.
So why would there be 2 different dates in 2013 or 2019 about the same script?
Good catch, Terry. Very good catch. I will get to that.
Oh, okay.
There is an email from UTA's Jeff Morley, as reported by Variety, indicating that Payne read the script, Frisco, in 2013 and liked it, but wasn't interested in producing or directing it.
So he has read it.
Back up. Mm-hmm. In 2019, Frisco was at Netflix, and an executive there brought the script to Alexander Payne. There would be the second date. A later email from other executives said that Alexander Payne had read it, but it was not quite something he was looking for. Netflix's interest in the project was predicated on Alexander Payne. So Netflix has the script, they give it to Alexander Payne, he's not interested, and Netflix loses interest. David, remember the writer of The Holdovers, has a background as an entertainment lawyer and a TV writer, and The Holdovers is his first feature film.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's an attorney as well?
Yes. Believe it or not, I have worked with a couple of writers who started out as attorneys.
Huh.
I would tell you in this town, being an attorney is a stepping stone to writing. Steve Mazur was a assistant DA, and Jonathan Lisko was also an attorney, and he's a big showrunner now.
Wow. That's a lot of school to get your script read.
I think they all practice for a while, too. One of the many jobs that I've had, I've worked for lawyers, and they have to be good writers.
Oh, sure.
They really have
Actually kind of see it, but as I said, that's a lot of work.
Alexander Payne said that the concept for his film was inspired by a 1935 French film he'd seen at a festival, so before receiving a TV pilot set at a boarding school. Payne said he reached out and asked David to write the film, then worked out the story together. I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. In an extensive document laying out his argument, published by Variety, Simon stated the meaningful entirety of the screenplay for The Holdovers has been copied from the Frisco screenplay by transposition. This includes the Frisco screenplay's entire story, structure, sequencing, scenes, substantial subbeats with scenes, line by line, substance of action and dialogue, characters, arcs, relationships, theme, and tone. A majority of this has been done line for line, and a large number of unique and highly specific elements created in Frisco are readily and unequivocally identifiable in The Holdovers. Now, Simon goes on to saying, copying is so comprehensive that it seems likely The Holdovers was created by importing Frisco into screenwriting software and directly overtyping the transposition on a line-by-line basis.
Wow.
Wild. Simon acknowledged in an email to the WGA board, I'm very aware that people can often have surprising similar ideas and sometimes a few elements can be borrowed, etc. This just isn't the situation. What is going to happen next?
Someone's going to have to do some detective work?
Yes. And that detective happens to be named Mike Rowe of The Wrap. He reported on March 10th that many screenwriters have taken issue with the charge that the Oscar-nominated screenplay was plagiarized line by line from Simon's 2013 Blacklist script, Frisco. Among them was The Good Wife creator Robert King. Posted on his Twitter feed that the similarities are so tenuous that this isn't a story. Suits creator Aaron Korsh went to Twitter and said, he'd witnessed David working on The Holdover screenplay for years, and he doesn't believe the accusation.
Wow.
Journalist Matthew Yinglesis shared the list of items that Simon argued had been transposed into something different in The Holdovers. I looked at the chart that Matthew came up with. The Holdovers. Angus calls adults absurd in Frisco. Amy calls adults asinine. Insulted Senator Parent in The Holdovers. Insulted Congresswoman Parent in Frisco. Board of Trustees, Hospital Board, Paul's Holdovers, Will's Inpatience, Symbolic Billboard, Symbolic Cognac Bottle, Administrative Hallway, Train Vestibule, Quiet Carriage, Library, School Cook, Pharma Rep, Weber Barbecue Tools, Laser Branded Pens. Matthew Shulman wrote, wow, what if The Holdovers didn't have boarding schools or 1970 or New England or a son killed in Vietnam or any of the things that make it The Holdovers? The resemblance to a generic movie plot with a three-act structure would be uncanny. Freddy vs. Jason writing team, Damian Shannon and Mark Swift chimed in, accusations of plagiarism are common in Hollywood. Most are baseless. We've had three lawsuits against us tossed by a judge. But then sometimes it's very real. I know a writer who was directly ripped off by an Academy Award winner. They were advised to keep quiet. Sickening. It does happen. Plagiarism does happen.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of the mighty beating down on people coming up with ideas. Is there some kind of position about Christmas being the time?
I don't know about Frisco.
For many people, Christmas is a return to the nest type thing. So without that, you're going to have people mostly out of sorts.
Yes.
So it starts there, which is a good place that we all would think, all right, they're in a situation they're not really happy with.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening now? Where's this going? And I say, I like that. But that's the engine in the beginning of this thing.
Right.
So that's its own engine.
Every story's been told. It's up to you as a writer to make it different and make it your story.
Yes, and I think that's well done just in the premise.
Right.
Yeah.
When Simon was saying it's line by line, everybody kind of looked up like meerkats when this was just...
not the case.
I don't quite understand what's going on with this writer. The story has disappeared. I cannot find any update of what is going on.
Well, it's just good that we are telling people this happened, mm-hmm. to be aware that these things happen. And the biggest problem with this is it's not funny for us to end the show this way. And that's a wrap for the Writer's Hangout. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Your positive feedback will help us keep the show going so we can continue bringing you more future episodes. Remember, keep writing. The world needs your stories. The Writer's Hangout is sponsored by the Page International Screenwriting Awards, with executive producer Kristen Overn, producers Sandy Adamidis, and myself, Terry Sampson. And our music is composed by Ethan Stoller.